The internet helped to defeat SOPA, PIPA, etc., and those were the Stop Online Piracy Act, which could have had devastating consequences for the internet because of how broad they were and how they could have applied to almost any website and shut them down. Well, don't worry, they're back. Now they got a new law that they are proposing called the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, CISPA. And what does it do? Well, it manages to get a lot of the guys who fought them on SOPA and PIPA on their side. Now, how does it do that? Well, it tells the internet companies, look, our bad. We didn't mean to go after you guys, okay? You're giant corporations as well. We're totally happy. What we want to do is go after anyone that dares to cross the government. And we know you guys have never made that mistake. So what we want to do is protect against cybersecurity. Now, guys, are there real cybersecurity issues? Of course not. And so the government go against that? Yes, they can. And they can take time. The problem is that the IT is so flawed that they wind up not only protecting against cybersecurity, but security.
bill is basically written so broadly that it creates a huge cybersecurity exception for all our existing privacy laws. So right now there are many laws in place that say the government needs a warrant or some sort of judicial review before it gets your communications. And companies can only read your communications in very specific situations, and they have to keep your privacy in mind. So this bill destroys all that. So companies will be able to read your communications, like the representative Mark was saying in your intro. They'll be able to read your communications and pass them along to the government voluntarily. The government can read them without a warrant, and then they can go ahead and use them for other purposes as well. These communications can be passed on to intelligence agencies in the military, which are usually barred from spying on Americans. So the bill's provisions are extremely broad and go well beyond cybersecurity needs.
Now, would this bill trump existing laws that aim to protect citizens' privacy?
Exactly. So there are many laws, like the Wiretap Act, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, that say specifically that government needs judicial review to get communications of citizens. And what this bill does is it says, there's a phrase in there that says, notwithstanding any other law, which means it overrides all existing laws that are already on the books, just with one little phrase. The Congressional Research Service, it's a nonpartisan research arm of Congress, even warned Congress in a report against ever using this phrase.
It's a little piece of soap opera wrapped up in a bill that's supposedly designed to facilitate protection of and defense against cybersecurity threats. The language is so vague that an ISP could use it to monitor communications of subscribers for potential infringement of intellectual property. An ISP could even interpret this bill as allowing them to block accounts believed to be infringing, block access to websites like Pirate Bay believed to carry infringing content, or take other measures provided they claim it was motivated by cybersecurity concerns.
This makes SOPA look tame in comparison. It allows the Pentagon and the federal government to shut down any websites they want. It allows companies to surveil everybody and give the data and share the data and sell the data to the government in live time. It allows the Pentagon to attack people's websites. It is totally and completely anti-American, but it's also just anti-freedom. Trying to sign treaties and pass their own legislation to restrict the web.
because the big mega banks that are looting all of our countries through austerity to pay off their derivatives openly know the people are waking up.
Just a printout that actually came from the Irish Statute Book website, and if you look at the date, it was actually on the 1st of March. This is not a legal document. This would not stand up in any court of law. They have not served us with anything except told us what the Housing Miscellaneous Provisions Act is. They haven't actually served us with anything. They have no legal standpoint. They have no whatsoever legal standpoint.
I was committing no crime. I was in my tent. I had all my personal belongings in it. I wasn't soiling or defacing the bank's property. I was here to make a public statement. To gather and assemble, as is my right under the fundamental agreements, Article 40, Section 3, as far as I'm aware. And we were bulldozed out of here without even being politely asked to leave. At 4 o'clock this morning, I was about to try and start to sleep. And my tent was tossed and thrown all over the place while I was in it. They gave us no prior warning. They didn't wake us and ask us to leave. They give us directions and ask us politely to leave and take the directions. They came like volatile bullies and terrorists, and they manhandled our private property, our horses, and they behaved like animals. And under the constitutional agreement, we have a right. expression, freedom of objection to human rights abuse and violations. And they violated us this morning. And I don't care what they say. They did.
We're not going to, this is not going to be the end of us. We're going to continue because at the end of the day, we still have four demands that haven't been met, and we're not going to stop until those demands are met. Those demands are very clear. We want the IMF and the ECB out of Ireland's affairs to stop dictating public policy. We also want the renationalisation of the oil and gas reserves, which were actually negotiated by a politician, Ray Buck, who is proven in a court of law in Ireland to be corrupt. So we want a parliamentary review of all the deals that he was involved in, and also we want to reprivatise the debts of the private banks. We the people did not accrue these debts. The banks accrued them themselves with erroneous lending practices, and no one's been prosecuted for that as yet. We also want real participatory democracy in Ireland. Now, it's irrelevant what order they're in. These are all things that we should have. Anyway, we the people are entitled to all these things. Democracy as it stands does not exist. This is not democracy. That is not democracy.
And what happened this morning was a police state.
I'm really watching. got shoved into that corner right there. And then they barricaded.
Wait, when you say they shoved you out, what did they do? They came and grabbed you?
They came and they shoved us like this.
With batons?
Without batons. Like, we were standing there, and if we, like, there was, like, a mob of us, and they were just, they, we were bumping into each other like this and, like, holding each other to make sure that we didn't fall. And then we got in here, and then there were, the latest report is it was like 4 or 5 rounds of shoving their piss out, getting more and more and more violent. But the most recent one was the people have really resisted in a circle, which reports with cell phones because they're not allowed media, they're not allowed cameras.
No, they kicked all the news out right before us.
Even like the legit press, they wouldn't even allow them in there. So like the CNN, all the shit, they wouldn't even allow them in there. So the last round of people were on cell phones with CNN.
Today we had a small action. 2 4-year-olds brought a tent in. Their tent was taken by Brookfield and the NYPD. This led the little girls to pull off the tape, the caution tape from the restricted section, which led onto what is now the reoccupation of this park.
Come on. match for Frankenstein. And we can't risk letting him get away. Frankenstein is the biggest target in the world and a personal friend of Mr. President's.
That duty is exactly why they are from operation. To save his life. My granddaughter will succeed. Don't you ever take off that.
No.
Nobody's ever seen it, have they?
With my other navigators.
And they're all dead.
Well, they are.
Another advantage of civilization, my dear. Like Coca-Cola or nuclear energy, we'd be a whole lot healthier without all that stuff.
This is good. Do you think we should give up the advantages that we've gained?
Maybe it would be better. However, it is not the fault of science and technology, but of man, nature's own human element. We haven't reached the age of the robot yet. This mess could have been avoided.
Yes, but for how long?
I don't know. But one thing is clear. We're partly to blame ourselves. Just think of the life that we have led up until today. Shut up in those ridiculous cities. In a steel and concrete jungle. Like machines.
All this had to happen to realize the truth.
Let's hope it isn't too late.
Special commando units positioned at all strategic points in and around the city.
We'll be right back. Protection from germs, protection from bugs, protection from sharks, protection from wolves, protection from people. Protection from poverty, protection from hunger, protection from unemployment, protection from slavery, protection from people. Protection from pollution, protection from drugs, protection from noise, protection from disease, protection from people. Protection from aggression, protection from fraud, protection from robbery, protection from murder, protection from people. Protection from the poor, protection from thieves, protection from cops, protection from soldiers, protection from people. Protection from doctors, protection from teachers, protection from lawyers, protection from judges, protection from people.
Killers! Attention all politicians, please stop using the Main Street versus Wall Street comparison. It's fucking annoying. Well, the repo man has got a greedy hand. He wants to take your shit, no help from Uncle Sam. So you're slumped on your sofa bed wishing you were multiplying instead of doing long division. Bank accounts, small amounts, you don't ball but checks they bounce. Mickey D's driving through, get small fries if I were you. And it's just not fair, sporting some discount underwear. Pair of Costco jeans, say bye bye to your good life dreams. Every other sucker's laid off because of motherfucking Bernie Madoff. Buy and sell, might as well. Economists don't know shit, far as I can tell. When my money make me sad, laying locusts, they got jacked. Goldman Sachs and AIG get bailed out free, how lame is that? Where's my money? I said, where's my money? Stimulus checks not enough. They get the bucks and we get fucked. They get the bucks and we get what? They get the bucks and we get fucked. They get the bucks and we get what? They get the bucks and we get fucked. If I could turn back time, hit the dial 1929. They say history repeats, so the ghosts of the past must be like, sheesh, how foolish can you get? Deregulating markets, giving bonuses, ignoring all effects. Take that hedge fund and shove it up your ass. CEOs better run real fast, cause now their money's half of half as big. Do that math, it's a numbers crunch. No takeout, better pack your lunch. Homes foreclosed, 6 months mortgage, what you owe? I'm angry, pinching pennies. Every mealy good and plenty's employed, I'm only semi. Benjamins, I don't have any. If you're unhappy with these current events, just take one look at all our money that the government spends. When my money make us sad, laying locusts, they got jacked. Goldman Sachs and AIG get bailed out free, how lame is that? Where's my money? I said, where's my money? Stimulus checks not enough. They get the bucks and we get fucked. They get the bucks and we get what? They get the bucks and we get fucked. They get the bucks and we get what? They get the bucks and we get fucked. Thank you.
Negócios desta semana, o João Cândido da Silva expõe o problema da pirataria e dos downloads de uma forma tão inteligente quanto original. Milhares de pessoas que jamais assaltariam um supermercado, uma livraria ou uma loja de discos consideram legal e legítimo fazer descarregamentos de música ou filmes a partir da internet sem pagarem um tostão. Na verdade, é espantoso como as pessoas podem ser tão inconsistentes e inconscientes. Quando descarregam uma música, ou pior ainda, quando fazem um descarregamento e não pagam o tostão, estão a obter informação que lhes permite recriar algo pelo qual talvez pagassem se o quisessem comprar e se não tivessem conseguido obter essa informação. Isso é o mesmo que roubar uma data de tostões. E não é só um problema nas músicas, filmes e livros. Há também muitas pessoas que jamais assaltariam um restaurante ou uma pastelaria, mas que consideram legal e legítimo fazer descarregamentos de páginas de receitas a partir da internet, sem pagarem um tostão. Recebem assim a informação necessária para recriar, no conforto dos seus lares, aquelas refeições e sobremesas que tanto trabalho dão a confeccionar nos restaurantes e pastelarias circundantes. Com isto, roubam aos cozinheiros, empregados de balcão e investidores da restauração a remuneração que lhes é devida pelo seu trabalho. O problema, como João Cândido da Silva aponta, tem vindo a ganhar a dimensão de um pesadelo. Dimensão esta que presumo seja grande, a menos que seja a quinta. Diz o João Cândido da Silva que um computador, uma ligação à internet e memória bastante num disco rígido para acomodar o fruto dos downloads é o que basta. Mas o problema é ainda pior do que isso. Pior do que os descarregamentos é a partilha. Por exemplo, tenho visto muitas pessoas na rua a perguntar as horas a outras que, como se fosse algo legítimo e inocente, lhes dizem imediatamente que horas são. Se esta pirataria se generaliza, muita gente deixará de usar relógio e toda a indústria da relojoaria será prejudicada. Como escreve o João Cândido da Silva, é suposto os bens e serviços produzidos por uns serem pagos por quem os consome. É quem consome a informação acerca das horas que são que deve pagar esse consumo aos relojoeiros que produzem a informação. A partilha indiscriminada de receitas, horas, dicas de como tirar nódoas, álgebra, gramática, história e tanta coisa que se pirateia, até em escolas públicas. É um roubo descarado a todos aqueles que poderiam ganhar fortunas se todos lhes pagassem por esta informação. E isto tem consequências. As fortes quebras de receitas registadas pelos setores que se dedicam aos bens culturais ameaçam transformar-se numa sentença de morte. A tragédia que assolou a culinária, o xadrez e a filosofia ameaça agora a música, a escrita e o audiovisual. Sem a proteção legal da sua propriedade intelectual, As receitas, jogadas de xadrez e ideias filosóficas praticamente desapareceram. Se não é possível ganhar dinheiro proibindo a circulação dessa informação, é óbvio que ninguém irá inventar receitas, jogar xadrez ou filosofar. É isso que vemos acontecer com a cultura. Quem conhece a internet certamente notou como se torna cada vez mais difícil encontrar textos para ler, músicas para ouvir ou vídeos para ver. Até o Jornal de Negócios se vê obrigado a publicar artigos como o do João Cândido da Silva, tal é a desertificação cultural à qual a pirataria nos levou. Para terminar, queria manifestar a minha total concordância com João Cândido da Silva em que todos têm direito a receber a contrapartida pela sua criatividade e pelo seu labor. E vou mais longe. Proponho ao João Cândido da Silva que lhes pague. A todos. Que não me venha com a desculpa de que só paga a quem cria as músicas de que ele gosta ou os filmes que ele vê, porque isso não faz qualquer sentido. Se quem cria tem o direito de ser remunerado, esse direito não desaparece em função dos gostos do João Cândido da Silva. É um direito e ele tem de o respeitar, quer goste, quer não goste. Até pode começar já por mim. Fique então à espera do cheque por este post que muito labor e criatividade levou a produzir para que agora o consumam.
Greetings, citizens of the United States. We are Anonymous. Thursday, April 26th. The United States House, in a rushed vote, passed the H.R. 3523, also known as CISPA. Dubbed the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, it allows the United States to collect information about users of the Internet. It allows the United States to monitor all activity on the net and can be used to monitor any individual's Internet usage. This monitoring is called deep packet inspection. It looks through everything that is going in and out of your computer, which is a blatant violation of our rights to privacy. Looking through your mail is a crime for a postman. These rules should apply to the internet too. The bill's intent is to help stop cyber attacks. However, the vague wording of the bill could allow the government to use this new power to go behind privacy protection and monitor, censor, and cut off online communication. President Obama has already stated that he will veto the bill, but this is also what was said about NDAA. Together, we can stop this act. The time to take action is now. We have defeated previous attempts to censor our only platform of true honest communication, the internet. SOPA was only the beginning. Sign petitions, call your congressman, and kill this act in the Senate. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. CISPA, expect us.
Spreading across the U.S. to Los Angeles.